retailers in a more deep way, to have more contact with them, to have communicate more with them. We're thinking even about next year and the following years having a communication program with the consumers. First of all, we're focusing on Belgium. 50% of our turnover goes to Belgium, the rest goes to the rest of Europe. But we have the money to communicate with the Belgian consumer together with our retailers. And that's the kind of partnerships we want to develop and develop in the next years. And that's why I where I follow my colleague. You have to align with the retailer, talk with them. But of course, the first demand is that the retailer knows which position in the market he takes. And that's sometimes difficult when you see the changing, for example, at Delhaize, three CEOs in 4 years, which also means three new strategies in 4 years. At the end, I think the retailer is the chicken, not us, but nevertheless, you have to cope with them, you have to try to follow them, and that's what we're trying to do, and maybe even go further, and from the producer side off, tell a retailer what do we think that the trends are, or the observations we make, and to guide them in the market. Of course, they know the consumer better than we do, but trend watching, you don't have to have 1 million customers a day to know which trends are in the market. And we have a bureau, for example, which is really surveying the market and the trends in the market. And that way, that's something new for us. We don't only want to supply vegetables, we also want to advise our customers what they should do. And we want to be product specialists, that's something we always did, but now we also want to become a market specialist, specialized in the market, and to give some added value to the product, namely advice to our customers.